Hi, my name's Mandy. Although, if you saw me now, you'd say, "Hey, lift up your knees, little baby. I'm a big girl with tits that look like they're swollen, like overblown melons, and a full-sized rump that you can bounce on. But now, I'm in a very vulnerable position, and I'm very horny. I'd love a nice big stiff cock in me right now. I'm with my girlfriend, Karen, who's only 1 year older than me, but she's petite, with big tits and a great tight ass. She comes over regularly with her sex toys, and this afternoon we're gonna have some real fun with a giant 16-inch rubber double dildo and a new anal intruder kit. Oh God, I hope I'll be able to walk after this. Although I'll probably just fall asleep and dream of what we have done. I don't know about you, but since I've discovered anal sex with other girls, it's opened up a whole new channel of feelings for me. I'm just waiting for a guy who's game enough to take me in the rear and really fill me up, push right in there till he feels my breakfast and feels and fucks me inside out. Are you that guy? 'Cause I need a big cock. Yes, take it out, please. Let's see what you have. I want to suck it and make it real hard. Look at that. I bet you haven't got it that big before, huh? What a great looking cock. Oh, here's Karen. She doesn't knock. She just comes into my dorm. I'm lying on the sofa in this new outfit, black silk stockings, a lacy black garter belt, and this bra that pushes up my breasts, making them even bigger. Only the nipples are exposed, and they're sticking up because I'm all turned on. I've been playing with myself. My cunt lips are all wet and red, and I'm pulling on my clit that is really enlarged. Oh, Karen, what are you going to do to me today? She says, "Okay, bitch, lift up your legs, spread that pussy. Let's see some pink, That looks good enough to eat." Karen throws down her bag by the sofa and spreads my legs wide apart to gaze at my pink pussy lips before running her tongue down the inside of my thighs. Then her mouth clamps onto my clit, and I'm in heaven. Oh no, Karen, don't stop doing that. She likes me for a while, and with her expert tongue, little strokes that only a woman can do. Most men are too slurpy. They're all over the place, but she's right there with her little tongue exerting just the right amount of pressure in just the right place to make me go crazy. Then she slips out of her jeans and shirt while I'm still all dreamy from the little cum she gave me. Naked, she squats over me. Over my mouth, and I get to smell and taste her tight little cunt. I hate her like mad because I love the taste of her in my mouth. Yum. She's delicious. She's almost about to come when she gets off my mouth and she rustles in her bag and brings out this giant double donkey dong. It's a big 16-inch rubber double dildo. It's got a cock at both ends. Karen holds it in front of my face and makes me suck on the heads. Oh, once I'm really sucking this cock real hard, she starts to do the same with her head, telling me how she's going to fuck me hard with her cock and don't I want it. I can only mumble with this big cock in my mouth and that yes, I want to be fucked by her so badly. Both her mouths are working this double dildo as we deep-throated, and our lips almost meet. And suddenly, she stands up and pulls the double dildo all covered with saliva out of my mouth and takes the wet head and rubs it over her cunt. She's all lathered up and open after my mouth has been working on her. Karen squats down and inserts it as far as it will go up her and takes a dildo in her hand and kneels down between my legs. God, I'm wondering how she's going to get it in, but it is pliable, and as she gets on top of me, I grab her hair and kiss her on my mouth as I feel the huge head pushing against my clit until she finds a gap and starts to thread it up to me, pushing all the time with her hips until we're almost grinding our hips together. Our mouths are glue, our tongues explore each other, and I hold her as tight as I can as I'm filled with her cock. I cross my legs over her back and push down on my heels so she gets in even deeper. She reaches up. My G-spot and her clit is rubbing against mine as we squirm and grind together in a harmony that explodes as we both have the most loud, screaming orgasms we've ever experienced. It's so intense that we both want to get this double dildo out of us. It's too much, but instead we'd stay locked in this tongue-sucking embrace that goes on and on and on. Oh God, I've never experienced anything like this before. I wish you could have been there because you would have loved to watch and maybe join in. The only way it could have been improved is if you had got your cock between my cheeks and fucked me up in my ass, which is what Karen did after we regained our breaths. Karen has this incredible appetite for sex as much as me. She gradually eased a double dildo out of me. Oh, God, how did it all get up me? Karen rolled me over onto my stomach and I got up on my knees. She still had the dildo in her, and she half kneeled before my face so I could suck it and make it all wet so she could put it in me again. As I tried to suck as much of it down my throat, I got off on the taste of my own cunt juices. Although, I would love to have the taste of your cum in my mouth. I bet you have great big spurts of cum that burst out of your giant cock. Oh, I bet you do. Oh, it's delicious.